Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
How Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
All right, kids, welcome aboard. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Thank you for being here. It is a Saturday night, and we couldn't be happier than to have people joining us coast to coast. Great television networks like Biz TV, great over the top networks on Roku and Apple TV like Salem News Channel, great radio networks like CRN Digital, GCN, Salem Media, and many more. We are so glad to have you with us wherever you may be. Hundreds of radio stations, millions of people watching and listening, and we are grateful for every one of you where you are. Tonight, we have got a huge show for you. In fact, let's go as quickly as we can to the big board. We have got a jam-packed show tonight. General Jack Keane on the biggest story of the day. We will talk Ukraine and Russia. There are new headlines I will get to in just a moment on what's happening there. We've also got Josiah O'Neill joining us for the first time. He's running for Congress in the Southern California area, and he is making an earnest effort to try to make the country a better place. I love this guy's heart, and I think you're going to enjoy getting to know him a little bit as well. In the ladies' lounge tonight, we've got Missy Robertson joining us of Duck Dynasty, of course. Now, we've had almost every one of our other relatives on, so why not? Hey, let's have some Missy Robertson tonight. And Jane Ann Benira is back with us to give us some fitness, some good fitness insights before we're done tonight. And Kristen B. Tate will be in the first hour, not in the ladies' lounge. She will be taking on what she predicts is going to be the next round of lockdowns. I could not, when I saw her article or her column, I was like, no, this can't happen. We can't have another round of lockdowns. Actually, she's making a compelling case for why progressives and leftists worldwide may try to use the same lockdown format for reasons far less important than COVID-19. And for those of you that thought that COVID-19 was a big bunch of malarkey in terms of lockdowns, I'm not disagreeing with you. She says that this is even worse because they want to lock things down for climate, for the protection of the climate. Can you believe that? People are going to say, oh, well, the world is warming too much, so you have to stay home. Let's shut down the economy all over again. There's some interesting things that she brings up in her newest piece. And then tonight, I am really excited. This is our first double artist. And by that, I mean they were with us in 2021 for a new music spotlight, but they have released two songs that have shot quickly in 2022 to the number one spot on the charts. And that is for King and Country. And you will hear both of their new number one hits tonight here on Radio Night Live. So I think that's a pretty good lineup, if you ask me. I don't know what else you got going on tonight in terms of what you could be doing, but I'm glad that you're spending it with us. All right, let's get to the top story of the day. Earlier today, and in fact yesterday, the Biden administration was talking about how they really do feel as though there is going to be an invasion imminent at any time of Russia into the Ukraine. And I have to admit, I have found how this administration has handled the entire issue of this pending conflict, if that's what you want to call it, with such bizarre and weird protocols that no president before him has ever handled. They continually, for instance, announce that they have had long, long meetings with the Russians with no progress. Like, I don't remember an administration publicly saying, I mean, it's one thing if the administration does not have, you know, some degree of progress in their talks with their counterparts in Russia. So it's okay if you don't have progress, you don't have progress, and then, like, you then work on trying to get the progress done. But the weird thing about this is that every time they have basically an abysmal failure in their negotiations, they then come out and make the announcement, we had an abysmal failure in the negotiations. Now, I don't know if that's to, like, pat Putin on the head and make him feel better. I don't know if that's because they're trying to pretend to be somewhat transparent with the American people when they haven't been transparent with us about anything. I don't really understand it at all, except to say that is the biggest way that losers normally operate. Oh man, I'm terrible. I'm just awful at this, and I keep failing and failing. And that's kind of the administration's approach to how they have been interacting with Putin over the last few weeks. Now tonight, the Ukrainian president has reached out to Russian counterparts. Intensifying shelling has fueled fears. What's basically been happening for the last 24 hours is that Russia has been randomly firing into the Ukraine. They haven't crossed the border, but they've been just launching shells over into the Ukraine. If you see all the places where they have there on the map, if you're watching us on Biz TV or on Salem News Channel, these are all the places where they have troops, and they've just been lobbing them in there. And the really bad thing about all of this is that should one of those missiles go astray, should one of them hit Poland or Romania, it's going to literally begin World War III, because NATO is committed to its NATO members, and Romania and Poland are both in NATO. Ukraine wants to be in NATO badly. They don't want to be subservient to Russia anymore. They've pretty much announced that in every election they've had for the last three or four cycles, because they keep electing very anti-Russian candidates, and Putin just keeps getting angrier and angrier as he goes along. So it's really quite interesting to see how all of this is happening. And I have to say this, if they decide to cross the border into Ukraine, Russia will likely win a conflict in a relatively short period of time. I mean, go back to that map for a second, Nick. There's so many points at which they could enter and bring heavy artillery right into Ukraine, and they already outnumber, in terms of military force, Ukraine's fighting forces. So there's no real contest between who's the bigger dog in the fight. But the answer that would then come is, what does the rest of the world do? And so let me give you an update on that tonight. Nancy Pelosi, you know, we have to pass it first before we can read it, Pelosi. She said, Putin will pay even without Ukraine invasion. You can't bully the world and take a walk. I don't know if you take Nancy Pelosi's advice seriously on anything. I just don't. Vice President Kamala Harris, speaking of winners, pledges unified action if Russia invades Ukraine. What is unified action? What does that mean? I don't know. Does she know what it means? I don't know. It's a good chance that she doesn't, and if you ask her about it, she'll probably cackle at you. That's the way that works. And she also says that Russia will suffer significant economic costs if it decides to invade the Ukraine, swift and severe. The one thing that you can kind of count on is that all of the NATO countries have basically pledged support to Ukraine. Now, I personally don't want to see American troops on the ground in the Ukraine defending Ukraine from Russia. I don't think we have any dog in that fight. This is very, very old school, centuries and centuries old beliefs by the Russians that the Ukraine belongs to them, and by Ukrainians that believe that they don't belong to Russia and they are their own people. That is not a fight that America has any interest in. But we do have legitimate interests in the region. And so for that point, I would like to say, if we decided to, for instance, have drones on standby alert with tank-killing missiles ready to fly at the, you know, snap of a finger, from Poland, Romania, Germany, any of the other areas that are there close by, I don't think that would necessarily be a bad thing, because you could do great damage against the, only moderately sophisticated Russian troops that are there with an intense drone strike. You could take out tanks, you could take out whole battalions of advancing forces without ever putting an American boot on the ground. And that's kind of how I think we should be approaching this. And I kind of think that that's what President Vegetable should be saying to Putin when he talks to him, if he can remember it. If it's somewhere between the Jell-O order and the ice cream flavor of the day, maybe he can get to it. But if he was to say, you know, I'm going to get rum raisin, but, you know, Vladimir, before, while I'm thinking about it, before I forget about it, before it's taken from my memory by the disease that's setting into my brain, I really do think that you should not do this because we have all of our drones pointed at your tanks. That's the kind of thing I think that we need to be saying. Does this administration have the guts and the fortitude and the wherewithal to be able to say that and enforce it? God only knows. Your guess is as good as mine. I have no real idea. But at the end of the day, that's what we should be doing. And at the end of this day, I hope that Russia has not invaded the Ukraine, but we will be watching that story as we go along. Coming up next, someone who knows a lot more about it than me, General Jack Keane, retired four-star general and former chairman of the Institutes of the Study of War. He will have a great deal to say about this. Stay with us. It's Radio Night Live. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about, getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off plus free shipping. That's 25% off plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
We have got a lot to worry about in today's news. And if you look at the news over the last week, many different areas of life have gotten even more concerning. But this week, it seems as though the rhetoric in the Ukraine and in Russia has steepened. And I want to get some perspective on what we're looking at as we are looking at the next few days. And along those lines, I am really honored to welcome back to the broadcast General Jack Keane. He's a retired four-star general, the chairman of the Institute for the Study of War, and, of course, a Fox News senior strategic analyst. When you see him on Fox News, I always turn up the volume and tell everybody else in the room to be quiet because I want to hear what the general has to say. But General Keane, always glad to have you. Thanks for being back.
No, it's wonderful to be here, Kevin, with you and your audience.
What's going on, and are we seeing the beginnings of a breakout of wartime activity?
Yeah, it's certainly very possible, given the warnings that our government has given us. What appears to be happening here is President Putin is publicly offering a diplomatic pathway ahead. At the same time, he's bringing all of his troops to bear in the vicinity of Ukraine, pretty much almost completing the preparation and movement of his forces, where he's in a position to conduct a military invasion any day now. So that's kind of where we are. I do think there is still a possibility of a diplomatic off-ramp. I don't want to be too optimistic about it. You've got to take a healthy dose of skepticism when you're dealing with Mr. Putin, because he's a master at deception. He's a bold-faced liar, as we all know. And certainly it's cost him considerable amount of expense to move 150,000 troops in the vicinity of Ukraine. But there are negotiations that are still going on, and there's another meeting is going to take place, which what they refer to as the Normandy format, which was put together after his initial military incursion in 2014. And this is Germany and France hosting and the Ukraine and Russia negotiating. So that is a possibility, and I think they're going to take a look at the Minsk agreement, which what came out of the initial Normandy format, and it tried to establish a ceasefire. It didn't work. It tried to get an agreement, Minsk II, where there would be a relatively a good relationship between the Ukraine government and the two state republics that Russia is occupying with their separatist forces in eastern Ukraine, and that didn't come to pass either. But nonetheless, that negotiation will take place. But certainly the threat of a partial occupation and a potential trying to topple the government of Kyiv is right in the offing, to be sure.
General, let me just, for the sake of maybe slowing down to go fast, what is it why is this so important to Putin? You've got NATO countries bordering every side of Ukraine, and he's always complained about the reason he didn't want Ukraine to become part of NATO was because then NATO would be on his doorstep. If he annexes Ukraine, he has the same issue.
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, in my view, Putin's thought process here is twofold. One, he wrote a very interesting article that he had a lot of that he penned himself. I don't think he wrote the whole article, but he certainly introduced his own thoughts last July 21. It was about 5,000 words, and it really established in his mind why Ukraine is so important to him. Because of the history, the culture, he actually believes Ukraine has always really been a part of Russia. But that's one thing. But the second thing, and this is more important, is that what's happening here? This is the second largest country in Europe, Ukraine, and they are moving as an independent country. They're a fledgling democracy. They are challenged by corruption in their government, but they've been working to get rid of it. And their potential for prosperity and to thrive is pretty significant. And it is why the leaders of that country, three governments, anti-Russian governments, have been in power since Yanukovych, the Russian stooge that was running the country prior to 2014, was run out by his own people. And all three of these governments, with Zelensky, the current president, being the most aggressive, wants Ukraine to integrate with the West. All the obvious reasons. If you look to the east, sure, towards Russia, what do you see? You see poverty, you see major, major economic problems and repression of the people. The people in Ukraine want the West. He doesn't want, Kevin, that thriving, democratic, wonderful country, as large as that country is, on his border, having those attributes, because he absolutely believes that is a threat to his own power and his own regime in Russia.
Simply because of their success, not because they would pose a military threat or a threat of anything like that. It's just, it's a contrast. They're succeeding, we're not. My people are going to be unhappy with me.
Yeah, that's exactly it. I mean, you know, this is an authoritarian, dictatorial regime now. It's the same thing that President Xi felt with Hong Kong. Why did he cut Hong Kong off 25 years into an agreement, a treaty that they had made with the United Kingdom, and crush that democracy? He did it because he was afraid of its impact on mainland China. Hmm. He wanted to bring it under its orbit and stop having that example out there of a democracy just off his shore that was thriving and doing so well internationally. And Putin has the same mindset here when it comes to Ukraine. It undermines him in his own country.
Since you brought China up, let me just stay there for a second. If Putin is of mind to create military conflict through occupation, and I get the feeling, General, I may be completely wrong, I get the feeling the Ukrainians are not going to go down quietly. They don't have the numbers to defeat Russia by themselves, but I get the feeling that they are not just going to roll over and say, come on in. If that is in fact the case, what does China and Mr. Xi think about that window of opportunity? Do they move on Taiwan at that time?
Well, I think what they're certainly looking at this, and it's great that you're bringing it up, because Russia and China, you know, for our audience to understand, they've established a relatively informal alliance between the two of them, largely because of a common adversary in the United States, and they're both having a desire to change the international order, which they think has favored the United States and the West and their democratic allies at the expense of other countries, namely theirs. But I think President Xi is seeing the same thing that Putin saw. Weakness in the Biden administration, a fiasco dealing with Afghanistan. There's going to be more forces on Russia's border as a result of this. And a worse problem for Putin, because...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden is again speaking out about a potential Russian invasion of Ukraine. While attending the Munich Security Conference, Vice President Harris said they've seen Russia do this type of thing before. She said this to Ukrainian President Zelensky.
The United States takes seriously the importance of the integrity and the territorial integrity of Ukraine and your sovereignty. And the United States stands with Ukraine.
She also said there would be a swift and united response if an invasion does take place. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson also addressed the Russian threat.
Whatever happens in the next few days and weeks, we cannot allow European countries to be blackmailed by Russia. We cannot allow the threat of Russian aggression to change the security architecture of Europe.
This is USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, very glad to have you with us. And in fact, when I talk with my next guest, Kristen B. Tate, I always learn things that I have, I see insight on things that I've never even pondered or considered. Kristen B. Tate, welcome back. You've been away for a little while, but it's good to have you back.
Hey, Kev. Great to be with you. Happy to be back.
So there were a lot of people, particularly those of right of center, that said during the lockdowns, you know, this is a model that the left could use for any number of things going forward. And I don't know to what extent they've given it serious consideration, but you're at least imagining what they could do in a certain scenario. Explain to me what climate lockdowns would look like and why they might invoke them.
Yeah, so I've noticed shifting rhetoric in the past 6 months or even the last year that have made me worried about climate lockdowns. And I really do think COVID was just the opening act and climate lockdowns will be the main event. And COVID lockdowns gave government officials and power-hungry bureaucrats a blueprint for how to do this kind of thing. So, you know, if you listen to influential groups right now, like even the Red Cross and Bill Gates, they're saying things, they're shifting their rhetoric. They're saying things like COVID is less of a threat to humanity than climate change. That climate change poses a bigger threat and we need to combat it with more force. At the same time, the EU's climate service, which is very influential to lawmakers in our country, is gloating openly about COVID lockdowns significantly reducing carbon emissions. So, you know, we already see calls for similar action. But what I think could happen is that lockdowns could start on the state and local level. And what that might look like is, for example, carbon taxes that would actually penalize people who drive to work in a car. And that would incentivize millions of people to work from home remotely like they did during the COVID lockdowns. It could look like permanent online school days, either on a monthly or weekly basis for kids to supposedly curb carbon emissions. At the same time, we could see rolling California-style blackouts in parts of the country, either due to just, you know, failing green policies or even due to direct government mandates, again, to curb carbon emissions. So I'm very worried about these mandates that could be coming. I think they are coming. We can hear the rhetoric already happening. And COVID gave these power-hungry people a roadmap for exactly how to do it. And the scariest thing, Kevin, is they have learned, our political class has learned, that if you scare people enough, a significant portion of the population will demand that our freedoms be taken away.
Yeah, I was just realizing that as I was looking through some of the Insta feed yesterday, and I saw these kids marching to have masks reinstated, to have mask mandates reinstated for their school. And I thought, what type of loony brainwashing have these kids been part of? Because if you talk to any children that I know of, they cannot wait. We were just started to see those be lifted here in the New York and New Jersey area, and you know the last day they have to wear them. One of my sons already said, "Can we have a mask burning party that day?" like there's, but to go to the other extreme and to see students marching in favor of having a mask, you want the government to tell you to do something by force, like. There's significant lack of brain activity, I think, in a good section of the population. And to your point, those people are easily motivated by just saying boo.
Correct. People also kind of equate taking orders with moral good. We have become a godless society now, and the left has sort of used progressivism as almost like a religion. So, as you know, wearing the mask isn't really about keeping people safe. Everyone knows the cloth masks do little to protect anyone from COVID.
Right.
It's about signaling to others that you are a good, moral person. These are the evangelists of progressivism, and I can easily see that translating over into something like climate lockdowns, where if you're against them, you're a climate terrorist or you're a climate denier, and anyone against it could be censored on Twitter or Facebook. I'm telling you, I think this is where it's going, and it's scary stuff, because when you get it into the kids' heads, these young kids, they grow up and this is all they know. I mean, you just talked about the masks. I have a friend who's a school teacher. She teaches fourth graders, and she told me it was so sad. She told the kids last week they could take the masks off. They're in a public school, and some of the young girls didn't even want to take their masks off because they're embarrassed that they'll get made fun of for the way their face looks. I mean, this is how long these kids have had the masks on. They've developed mask dependency. It's sad, it's scary, and it's creating all kinds of awful impacts. But just think about what this kind of control could mean if they translate it into other areas, like other kinds of lockdowns. And I really think that's where it's going. And permanent online school days for kids, that's going to be the last.
Yeah, it will be. It will be for a lot of people I know in the New York area. So, and already has been on a large level. All right, Kristen B. Tate, appreciate your insight as always. Thank you for being here.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Radio Night Live. Once again, Kevin McCullough.
Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. In recent weeks, I have continually been frustrated with the actions of the State Department, Antony Blinken and company. I've always had a little bit of a concern about the Department of State because I never feel like they're quite on the same page with the U.S. military or even sometimes the president in terms of what the policy should be. And that's problematic because they're part of his Department of Government. But this is going to be an interesting season for us because we have a White House that is in complete shambles, and we have people that are negotiating with our with you know state powers that do things like when terrorists get up and say, "I'm going to leave the table if you don't give me everything I want." Secretary Blinken just says, "Okay, we'll give you everything you want if you'll just stay and promise to talk to us a little bit longer." My next guest might have an opinion on this. He is a former State Department official under the Mike Pompeo era, someone I admired greatly in that position, and he is running for Congress in the 49th District of California. He is also a former San Diego sheriff working on drugs and border issues there in that beautiful city. Josiah O'Neill is his name, and he joins us. Josiah, thank you for being here, and thanks for your service to your country on all those different levels, both in the Sheriff's Department and in the State Department. You put in a lot of hours trying to help America do the right thing, be the right thing. How would you classify, from your experience and where you sit, what you're seeing coming out of the State Department that is being run by Joe Biden and Anthony Blinken right now?
Yeah, and thanks, Kevin, for having me on. I really appreciate the opportunity. Listen, one of the most telling examples of the failures, geopolitically speaking right now, is, and in recent times, is going to be Afghanistan. And I think that pretty much everyone on both sides of the aisle came together on what a debacle and a disaster that was.
Yeah.
You know, specifically, when you talk about nation-state threats and geopolitical issues, you know, there's a term, there's an acronym that is used often in government DOD circles called DIME, and it's commonly known as the Instruments of National Power. DIME stands for Diplomacy, Informational or Intelligence, Military, or you could say Border, and Economic or Economy. And those really are the Instruments of National Power. So when you have a DOD that's out of sync with the State Department, that in turn is out of sync with the Executive Branch, you just simply don't have the Instruments of National Power, and you look like a fool on a global scale.
Well, and when that's, since that is the case, and now, as we are talking right now, the State Department has repeatedly told Americans in the Ukraine, good luck, we can't do a lot for you either. It sure sounds a lot like Afghanistan all over again, does it not?
Absolutely, and I think it's even worse than people realize. You know, we've seen what projecting American strength for good around the world can do, not only for our economy and our own citizens in an economical sense, but also for the protection of our allies around the world. And there's a pretty clear pattern here that when liberal ideology is allowed to flourish in our country, we're weakened on the national stage, and our would-be enemies certainly take advantage of that. You know, I just read this morning, believe it or not, that they're encouraging Americans to flee Ukraine, and one of the requirements they're asking in addition to a U.S. passport is to show proof of vaccination. I mean, if we haven't reached the level of insanity yet, I don't know what is.
Well, does the Ukraine even have legal vaccines that America recognizes? This is part of the thing. I mean, we've talked a lot about children getting vaccinated and being forced to getting the vax here. And in Europe, they don't even offer them to their kids. So I don't know how that works on geopolitical crossings.
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, what it really shows is just that the priorities are completely out of whack. Instead of projecting American power to the benefit of all of our allies, both in Europe and Asia, we're projecting weakness. We're projecting a very typical ideology we see from the left, both here in the U.S. and abroad, which is an apologetic, I'm sorry for being American, redistribution of assets perspective. It's very destructive. And to that point, it's never worked in the past. It doesn't work now, and it will not work in the future, to our detriment.
Josiah, here's my problem, though. And we're speaking with Josiah O'Neill. He's a candidate for the 46th District of Congress in the state of California. Josiah,
49th. Yeah.
I'm sorry, 49th. Let me ask you this, though. I've never gotten a good answer from anybody that I've asked it of, and I've asked it of a lot of people. It seems to me that those on the left that hold to these kind of substandard ideas about what America should be, do they forget that they too live in America? Do they forget that when they go easy on terrorists, that terrorists blow up their kids and kill their friends too? I mean, on 9/11, I don't remember anybody leaving the Twin Towers, wanting to say, America hasn't paid its price. Like, it seems to me that at some point, you'd have to think reality would rub up against this elitist kind of philosophical viewpoint that they have and sure. cause some degree of balance. But that never seems to come.
No, it doesn't. And I think that, in part, that question is difficult to answer, and I'll give it my best shot. I think that's twofold. I think that you have to realize that, just as in any organization or people group, there's different levels and intentions within the group. And what I mean by that simply is, I think that there are a lot of good folks on the other side of the aisle with good intentions. Now, that being said, there is certainly a darker and more nefarious intentions at the leadership level. And so when you see these damages internationally to our national pride and to our authority and to our ability to defend our allies, and in a likewise manner, how you see the inflation and the crime that's skyrocketing here domestically, at a certain level, it's purposeful. And I'll tell you why I believe that. The left's goals have always been to destabilize before seizing power. It's been that way for hundreds of years, and we've seen that because we have history to rely upon. So the left has to work really hard to convince people that it's going to work this time, that it's actually it's the capitalist fault, or, you know, whatever their current rhetoric is that day. So crime, for example, here where I'm at in Southern California, is completely out of control. Fentanyl overdoses in the district where I'm running were up over 600%. I believe it's even higher now in previous years. And in large part, that's due to liberal policies at all levels, at both at the state level with assembly bills and propositions like Prop 47, which, if you didn't know, out here in California, back in 2014, they passed a proposition which made all hardcore narcotics simply a citation. And we're going to put back into place some legal common sense steps that will keep these guys off the street and keep them from reoffending and victimizing our citizens. So O'NeillforCongress.com in California's 49th district.
We need to stop smash and grabs in New York as well. So I've got to get you to get an East Coast chapter set up soon. O'NeillforCongress.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Once again, from New York, here's Radio Night Live and Kevin McCullough.
Ladies and gentlemen, we saw them last year with a debut of a new number one single here on Radio Night Live. Welcome back for the second year in a row with another number one hit. It's For King and Country.
Always getting tangled now. I am a little bit difficult. I can be a little self-critical now. I am a little unable to put all my cards on the table now.
Big hit from For King and Country, Love Me Like I Am. I'm Kevin McCullough. This is Radio Night Live. And coming up, hour number two, and the incredible and lovely Mrs. Missy Robertson in the Ladies Lounge. Also, Jane Ann Benira back with us in hour two tonight as well.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.